Hello, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners. Oh, were you thinking that you were going to be hearing Lisa Popcheck? Well, I am not Lisa Popcheck, and although I have a gentleman in the studio with me today, he is not Dr. Greg Popcheck. And I'm sorry if you're disappointed, but we are forging ahead. I want to thank you so much for setting your dials to 88.1 FM. And I am Joanne Fox. I am the host for the show today, Faith in Action. And it is a locally produced program on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And I am just delighted that you are taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our show. So thank you so much. And as you well know, if you do listen to the show, that we have a lot of public events that we promote in addition to faith-filled things we talk about. But I am so excited to bring to your attention an event that is going on right now. And it is at Briarcliff University. That's here in Sioux City, Iowa. And it is the Objects of Devotion exhibition. And it is on the campus at the Clausen Art Gallery. So it is going now through December 3rd. And typically the hours at the art gallery are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this exhibition includes religious objects that were made for private devotion in people's homes. And most of them, in fact, the vast majority of them, made by very well-known artists and some anonymous craftsmen and women. And then there's a special event I want to bring to your attention, and I'll talk about this several times during the program. But it's not just the objects of devotion. Father Brian Hughes, who is a priest of the Diocese of Sioux City, is going to give a lecture on the exhibit, and that is going to be November 7th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that will be at the St. Francis Center, and there is a reception to follow outside of the Clausen Art Gallery after that. So again, I will make mention of all of this, time, date, place stuff, in case you did not have a pen, a pencil, a piece of paper, your phone, your computer, whatever. So do not fear. We want you to stay put and listen to this show. And so I have with me in the studio a longtime friend. We've known each other quite some time, but I'm so tickled he is going to join me today to talk about the exhibit, and that is Jeff Baldus. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is great to be here. Jeff, why don't you tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself? Of course, I know a bit about you as well. And as the listeners know, I often bring friends on this show because the show is basically about me and my friends. Right? Yeah. And then we kind of use that as a segue to promote events. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and went to school, and how you came to be associated with Briarcliff University.
Okay. Well, I grew up mostly in Carroll, went to Catholic grade school and high school there, Holy Spirit and Kemper, and then went to Briarcliff for my undergraduate work. And after that, I started working at Briarcliff in administration positions for about 9 years. Left Briarcliff, did a couple other things, worked at Boys and Girls Home here in town for 17 years. But during that time, I was teaching adjunct at Briarcliff. And then when Bill Walou retired, a longtime professor in the art department, I was offered the position in the art department as a faculty member. So currently I'm a professor of art and oversee the gallery and all of the exhibits that we have in the gallery. And I'm also a practicing artist. I'm a potter, longtime potter and sculptor.
Absolutely. And I've seen your art, and it's wonderful. Is your undergraduate degree in art or something else?
It was in art and education. So I taught art 1 year before coming back to Briarcliff. But yeah. And then I got my MFA in sculpture from University of South Dakota in Vermilion.
Okay. So as a child, were you always doodling and sculpting and making things out of dirt and clay? And
I was. I made a lot of pots out of mud.
Okay.
And a lot of pieces that we're grateful are not around yet.
Absolutely. But it was a start, right?
It was a start, yes.
Yeah. And what is it that resonates with you and art, that creation?
Well, I think the exploration of beauty and what beauty means to me is important, but it is also just something I have to do. I mean,
there is,
I got to create, I got to keep working. And when I work, good things happen. So.
They do, very much so. Now, listeners may not be familiar with Briarcliff. I, of course, am, having grown up in Sioux City, a native of Sioux City, and been familiar with it my entire life, and then working in the newspaper industry and with public relations, always have a connection with Briarcliff. But the listeners may not know much about Briarcliff, so maybe you could tell the listeners a bit about Briarcliff.
Sure. Well, Briarcliff is a four-year liberal arts Catholic Franciscan University. It was founded in the early 30s by the Sisters of St. Francis from Dubuque, Iowa. And we still have sisters on campus working. And it was an all-women school when it was first founded. In the late 60s, it went co-ed, and today is still co-ed university. We also offer now a lot of graduate programs, so it's no longer strictly undergraduate, but we do offer a number of graduate programs and really have a number of strengths, including in the health sciences. I think that's...
Absolutely. And that segue into the university status just happened, I think, within the last several years.
Yes, it's probably been 10 years now.
Oh my gosh,
maybe.
Has. You may well be right. Where does the time go? Yeah. My gosh, I just lost the whole month of September anyway in October. So yeah, you could be right on that.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people are familiar with Briarcliff if they live in Sioux City because of its location. And that is, it's on a cliff.
Yes,
and there's a lot of briars up there.
Not as many anymore, but at one time it was a briar-covered cliff, which is where its name came from.
Yeah, striking location overlooking what I would call the north side of Sioux City, you know, overlooking kind of the city. And how's enrollment going? You know, we can't skirt around the impact COVID had on everything, but how is enrollment going at the university?
Well, I haven't really heard figures, exact numbers as to numbers of students, but I know that percentages, we were up in most areas this year. So that was good. That was very positive for the university. As I said, we have strong graduate programs as well, and those numbers also help boost keep us running.
Good deal. And your Catholic identity. There's a chapel on the campus. Mass is celebrated there for the students.
Yes,
opportunity for confession. You've got some good priests that step up to the plate.
That's
and
right.
Celebrate Mass for the students. And then I know from talking to some of the individuals out there, there, even though you don't have to be Catholic to go to Briarcliff,
yes,
we should make sure the listeners understand that the presence is clearly there, and that mission, the Franciscan mission of service to others. I mean, we could spend the whole program probably talking about those things.
Yeah, absolutely. A very strong Franciscan presence on campus yet. And I think that's experienced the moment you set foot on campus. At least we hear that so often from visitors. But the sisters laid a strong foundation and have been tremendous assets to Briarcliff, to the community, and continue to support and to ensure its survival.
Absolutely. So tell the listeners, Jeff, a little bit about how this exhibit came to be. I mean, it's no surprise that you have had previous exhibits out there, but this one's kind of intriguing. So share with the listeners how this exhibit came to be.
Well, it really came to be through my friendship with Father Brian.
Okay.
And Father Brian and I have traveled a lot of places, including to Italy several times. And we always visit the churches and cathedrals, but we also are always on a search for religious objects. And so we have accumulated some, and we've often talked about how great it would be to have a show exhibiting these works. And so it really came about in the last couple of years. We got delayed a little bit with COVID, Mm-hmm. But through our connections, then we know several people in the diocese who have also collected religious works and just decided to pull it all together this year and
kind of damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, because you do have a nice collection of items out there, and to share them with the public is just that, so gracious and wonderful. But I can't imagine all of the details that went into, we're going to do this, and then we are actually implementing this.
Yes, it's been a lot of work, and part of it is typically the shows we have at Briarcliff come from Briarcliff students or our one-person show. This is from several donors throughout the diocese, so coordinating and picking up and selecting which ones, curating which ones do we include, which ones don't we, when do we have enough images of St. Francis, when do we have enough nativities?
When do we have too many images of St. Francis? Right.
All of those decisions. And then the logistics of how do we keep them safe? And because we're talking a lot of very small objects, and how do I fit almost 100 objects in our little galleries.
Absolutely. So listeners, as you know, with this program, we always take a short break, and that allows our underwriters to give some support for what we do here, and we are so grateful to them. So I want to remind you, this is Faith in Action, and I'm your host, Joanne Fox, and we will be right back after this short break.